All right, welcome back. Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith, downtown Decatur. And this is a throwback for me. A throwback just, what, we've done, this is our 411th show over here. So this takes me back. 9 years of my life was spent talking to coaches like the one we're about to talk to. And the other two we're going to talk to later in the show with Steve Kirk and Mark Ramsey. But right now a chance to talk to Moreau Forsyth head football coach Josh Jostes. 7 times he's made a trip to the state championship game. And he's obviously looking for an eighth. Josh, this is a... How do you go into it this week? This is the, you know, everybody's, this finally isn't an overstatement. I hate overstatements, but I think this is the biggest game in county history. Do you sell that to the kids, or do you have to dummy this down to just being a football game, right?
Well, the goal is that our kids don't buy into all that stuff.
Good, okay.
One play at a time. So
it's just football then.
It's just football. It should be a great environment, but it's just football.
Have you haven't been caught up in anything worrying about if the game is going to be moved or any of that, I'm sure. It's just you expected to play at CT, that's going to happen, and off we go. Let everybody else, mostly people who don't even go to games, talk about that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking if CT was going to give away a home field advantage or not.
You wouldn't have, right?
Well, absolutely not. Yeah. And when they won the computer-generated coin flip or whatever that we know if it played out, like it was probably going to, that this would be where we were at.
It was one more jab from Athens. If Athens wouldn't have won, they would have been at home for 3 weeks and you would have hosted.
I had zero doubt Athens was going to win that game.
Yeah.
We expected to be right where we're at.
Yeah, a simple 9-8 to then host St. Teresa. All right, so, I mean, you start looking into this. We all know about the stud. I mean, Jacardier Wright's one of the best players we've ever covered in the county, especially at a smaller school. Without giving away game plan, how do you prep him for a kid like this? I know they saw him, but he was a lot younger then.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a very special kid. Any one guy is going to be a problem for us. We need to get multiple hats to the ball is what we'll be preaching. That's not any different than anybody else's tailback that we're preaching to that. Obviously, this kid's really special. It can break one anytime he touches it.
How do you define your season this year? Not your season per se, but your style of play. Is this an old school Moreau team?
Well, I like where our kids are at. We're a little bigger up front than we typically are, but I feel like we're playing our best football at the right time. I still don't think we've played a 48-minute ball game, and I told people when the playoffs started we were getting ready to start playing really good football. And you know, we've had 3 straight nonstop clocks, so that's pretty good in the playoffs.
Yeah, you have a way that I just love watching it happen. You give seniors an opportunity into games typically every year, and then, you know, when positions get lost to younger guys, it's done. You know, kids have a chance. Do you still using that strategy?
Nothing has changed for us.
Yeah.
Our kids, we try and get a lot of kids on the field. We play a lot of different kids on offense, defense, and special teams. Right now, coming into tomorrow's game, you know, we'll start 2 kids both ways that will play every play. We have some more kids that will rotate in spots, but
yeah.
That's pretty good in small school football. You know, we've got 2 kids, Tucker Klein and Tanner Hetz. Both will play every play tomorrow. But
I know Tanner played last week. He's healthy from the Chester injury.
He is. He was very lucky that we were playing on really sloppy conditions, so his foot kind of gave away when he got leg whipped. As opposed to being planted into the ground, it probably would have been broken.
Do you look to that game? It's obviously, maybe it's going to be frozen, but if it's a sloppy field, you've played on a sloppy field 2 weeks ago. I mean, that's a small, I mean, maybe not an advantage, but at least a familiarity.
Nothing we ever will play it'll be worse than Shelbyville was last year. And these kids,
that's true.
Most of them were out there. So that's rain, sleet mixed with about 3 inches of rain, not snow.
Sideways rain.
Already sitting on it, and then wind on top of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, our kids, we practice in it. Our kids are used to it. I mean, it is what it is. It's not ideal. I'm sure they're going to tell you it's not ideal.
But. Yeah, I've kind of said for a few years, it's unfortunate for Ian Benner. You know, if you care about player of the year awards, it's unfortunate for Ian. He's going to school when Jacardi is in school. It's also unfortunate for Josh Williams. He's going to school when Ian Benner's in school. Tell me about your quarterback, because this kid's pretty special.
He is. You know, I've talked to you a lot over the years, Eric, so I think you probably at least somewhat agree with when I tell you a kid's going to be special.
Yeah.
That they're going to be. And, you know, Ian coming into tomorrow. Let's see, 14-14-28. He's played 40 varsity football games already, and he's just a junior.
Yeah.
So there's probably not a lot of people that are going to be able to say that. The only one I know happened to play
Jack
for us also. Jack played 54 out of 56, so it doesn't get much better than that. And Ian's on pace to top that even right now. So we know he's a player.
You started sliding Ian in to the secondary his freshman year, what, about week four?
Yeah, Ian started every game, I think, after about the fourth game of the season all the way through the state championship.
But he was playing.
And he was playing before that, so he's played in all of them.
He's played in every single varsity game?
Every single varsity game.
And Jack didn't? How did Jack not get into those first two games? You were
trying. Jack played 54 out of 56. We lost in the semifinals twice.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Jack was in school.
I see what you're saying.
Otherwise, Jack would have played every one of them, but we didn't make the state championship. 2011, Jack's freshman year, Stills Reedy got a concussion on the fourth play of the game. So that probably cost us a state appearance there. And then you remember Jack was banged up in 13, and we went to Tri-Valley and lost in terrible conditions.
I see you're saying 56 possible games that a team could even play.
Correct.
Jack played in 54. Not he didn't play 54 out of 56 of your games. I wasn't doing the math. So, yeah, 14 possible games a year. This is a big one. So for Ian, I mean, is there – do you see nerves anymore? I mean, is it bad that you haven't played a close game since Athens, or do you use the Athens game?
He's really an even-keel kid, so I'm never worried about him being too high or too low. You wouldn't know if we were winning or losing if you talked to Ian, so it's a great attribute in a quarterback. And as far as our team, by the time the playoffs roll around, we honestly cut up our film. I try to keep it to 16 plays or less on offense. And about things that we need to work on from the previous week, but otherwise it's next step forward for us. So, when you're talking about an Athens game that was in week seven, we're obviously not dwelling on that or even talking about it anymore.
We used to talk 8, 9 years ago, 7, 8 years ago. The joke was you didn't care if the defense gave up points, just get you the ball back. it ain't like that anymore, and it really wasn't then. This defense, I feel like every year I find myself going, damn it, maybe this is their best defense they've had. Is this just the magic of the style of play you guys play and having John Kidd running that
unit? John Kidd does a great job for us. I'm not sure that this is our most talented, like if you put them on paper, but they all do their job and they play really well together and they play for each other, and that's half the battle.
I was trying to think who may have been left off an All-State nod because Ian got it for quarterback. But they're really balanced. You know, Livengood had a huge game last week. Hetz was on the way to an enormous game against Chester. I mean, it's just, you say they do their job. That means when the offense chooses to run away from somebody, the other guy's ready.
Yeah, I think our leading tackler has 60 tackles. So,
wow.
I think that tells you about as much as you want to know. I mean, we're really particular on our tackles. If you ever see our tackle totals any year, they're never, you don't get a credit for falling onto a pile at Moroa. And so it does keep us very balanced. But 60 tackles through 12 games is not very good. That's five a game. And, and that's our leader. So, they are very balanced.
But how many guys have 60?
There's a handful of kids that are at 60.
Secondary, that has been the only bugaboo you've had maybe in the last 4 or 5 years, and it, not even that big of a bugaboo, but is that's significantly improved, I feel.
I feel like we're playing well in the defensive backfield. You talked about Ian a little bit there earlier.
Yeah.
He started all the way through, and he doesn't touch the field for us on defense anymore.
Yeah.
So that group's led. Hayden Mitchell's a 3-year starter for us at safety there, and he's an undersized kid, but again, understands what the other team's trying to do. He plays the spot really well. He'll come up and hit you if he needs to be. He can move. He's pretty quick in small spaces, and he's not afraid of contact. So he's a typical Moreau four-size football player, 5'9 and 150 pounds, and not afraid of anything, and does his job, and we've got a lot of those. So they don't stand out on paper or you pass an eye test most of the time.
Sure. Well, I guess whether as a player or coach, you've looked across the sideline and seen Mark Ramsey in three different colors. What's it like coaching against him?
Well, I've been interviewed on Mark a couple times. When I was in high school, Mark was the coach of Moequa Indians, which are our biggest rival.
Yeah.
And, fortunately, I was able to come out on the right end of those when I was in high school.
Wow.
So, the next year, then he... after I graduated in 93 is when A&M
Brad Kirby had a lot to do with that, right?
Yes, he did. Yes. All of it, actually. But the rest of us just watched him play. And then Mark got rolling. You know, A&M, you brought two pretty good football talents in Winkle and Assumption and combined them and turned that co-op, and he was able to go to state the very first year. And then when Vonna has got a role in the late 90s and early 2000s, anybody in our area has probably been in, with the exception of us, ever. So, love what Mark does. He's adapted, you know, those old A&M teams were double wing, Army, Navy, you know, wing T stuff. And, you know, when he had Curtis Ramsey and we were battling them in A&M, he went to the spread with his own son, and it was kind of quarterback run dominated. And then he went to Shelbyville, and it seemed like he was really flinging the ball at Shelbyville. And now that he's at St. T, it's kind of a run-pass mix, I would say, pretty similar to us. So I think that's awesome for a guy that's been around the business that long. You know, some people are willing to change, and Mark's kind of changed with the times, and I think that. And then if you know him as a person, which I'm sure you do,
one of the best.
There's much better people around. So he was number one on my reference list. I tell people all the time.
Is that right?
He was my number one reference when I got the job. So
that's fantastic. He is, you know, considering the years he's been doing this. I mean, his age, you have to say, he's an older guy than us. But I mean, he's been doing this a long time. But you know, considering his adaptability has been impressive. Would you even call yourself that adaptable? You came in to the game when it was a little more of a spread. So you haven't had to do a 180 like he has.
Oh, I have not. I have not. And I won't be around it as long as Mark has. So, my hat's off to him. I've known Mark my entire life. I mean, Ramsey Brothers gas station was the gas station in Macon. Every tank of gas I've ever put in my car, I talked to his dad and uncle, which were the Ramsey Brothers, you know, every 2 days. So, my whole life. So, great people. Great family. He's a great football coach.
Well, if they're anything like you, I'm sure those are some long football-heavy conversations.
That's true.
All right. Well, here we go. I mean, this is the big one. You it's just a football game. You want them thinking a play at a time, but they're going to walk on a field in front of more people than they've been on, even at state. I would expect. Do you have something prepared to talk to them before the game that these people don't matter?
You know, our kids have been around. I know it's a big game, and I understand that the crowd may be bigger.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we're at state, we're playing, you know, usually in front of 5,000 or 6,000 people.
So at least it feels big,
At least it feels big, and these kids have been on that stage. I mean, we played a lot of big games. So I'm not expecting that to have a big determining factor in this ball game. If it comes down to crowd size or crowd noise, something went really wrong with our game plan. So
I can already hear you yelling "do your job" a lot.
Well, if you've been to a game, you've heard me yell that, so that's not going to change
from the booth
a whole lot. Yeah,
the tiny booth up there. We talked about a new booth.
I am all in on a new booth. Maybe if we'd had this game at our place, we could have ordered a new booth.
Thanks, Athens.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Coin. Your generated coin, whatever it was.
Yes, whatever that is, the computer generated coin flip.
Well, if you get back there, you'll know you've earned it. So Saturday's tomorrow's going to be a whole lot of fun for a lot of people. I'm not even going to be there, so you're on your own in this one. So
really,
yeah,
what did you get?
I'm at Argena. Our boys are Zerfowski, WSLY. They handle every St. Teresa game. So
that makes sense.
It would have been goofy and would have been really disrespectful for Argena for me to be so selfish that I had to go watch the game of the century. So
you'll be able to see it somewhere. I mean, how about our area football not only our Gen A and
Monticello.
We're all within, 20 minutes of each other?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I don't know if the four undefeated former OCOD teams is a reason a reason you should have stayed together or a reason you should have split up. Maybe splitting up was the right idea. Somebody might have had three or four losses this year.
I'm pretty sure Argentina and some of those schools are probably thinking it was the right fit for them.
Yeah.
We've bounced around.
You would have loved the competition.
Places. I would have loved the competition. I'm not saying that Argentina would not have, but being a 1A school in that old league in the OCAW, it would have been a tough gauntlet to run St. Teresa, Tuscola, Moreau, Monticello,
if they did that, I know you should be crowning the 1A state champs. So
yeah.
If they were still undefeated at that point.
St. Joe went 5-4-2 over in their conference. They were a playoff team.
Absolutely. I mean, and Unity actually had a down year this year, but I mean, traditionally that's not going to happen. So.
Right. No, exactly.
So I get, you know.
Back-to-back Monticello bangers on St. Joe there, too.
Yeah,
weeks 9
right.
and 10, yeah.
That's right.
Josh, great talking to you as always. Best of luck. Back to work you go, I know. And, you know, just whatever happens, looking forward to talking to you afterwards. Have a great one.
Eric, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Head coach, you got to assume these guys have done so many media interviews, and they take time to join us. And Josh Joseph, head football coach there at MRO Foresight, and he mentioned one of the great people being in Coach Ramsey. Josh is one of those as well, as is Coach Kirk. I mean, we are really lucky with the group of football coaches we get to cover around here. You know, they're all just overly willing to join us. So big thanks again to Coach Joseph. We're going to get a timeout. On we march. Show continues. Happy Friday. The worst part about it being Friday is we still have to sleep again before an exciting day of Saturday football. So have a great we'll try to have great nights and get ready for tomorrow morning. If you missed any of Coach Joseph's interview, that'll be available at natticater.com and on the free Natticater app. We are right back as we get you away to some news in your life. News in your life coming up right now. It's the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY and natticater.com.